Sticking to the topic of Iraq, we rewind now to 2003. Former British Prime Minister Tony Blair faced heckling and new hostile questioning today over his decision to join the U.S.-led invasion of Iraq in 2003. It was Blair's second time testifying before a British investigation into Britain's role in the Iraq War. Blair came back to testify after fresh questions were raised over his actions at the time. His appearance today failed to soothe the anger of families who lost soldiers in Iraq. The World's Laura Lynch reports.
The crowd of protesters awaiting Blair's arrival early this morning was smaller than it was a year ago. But the message was the same. They consider Blair a liar and a war criminal. The inquiry called the former prime minister back to clarify and explain. From the outset, though, the commissioners were hamstrung. Cabinet officials refused to release details of key correspondence and phone calls between Blair and then-President George W. Bush in the run-up to the invasion. So they had to ask Blair for his version.
What I was saying to President Bush was very clear and simple. It's, you can count on us, right? I'm not going to push you down this path and then back out when it gets too hot politically, because it is going to get hot politically. For me, very, very much so.
The problem was the reluctance of other nations to go to war without explicit authorization from the United Nations Security Council. President Bush apparently saw no need for the new resolution other leaders were demanding. Blair was assuring Bush of his solidarity, even though he didn't have the solid backing of his own cabinet ministers, a fact he kept hidden in the months before the invasion.
If I had, through that period, in January or February, gone out and said anything that indicated there was a breach in the British position, it would have been a political catastrophe for us. Yes,
Blair defended his actions for 4 hours today, then took a moment to attempt to make amends for an oversight from his last appearance. Then he said he had no regrets. Today, with the relatives of fallen soldiers sitting right behind him, Blair tried again.
I regret deeply and profoundly the loss of life, whether from our own armed forces, those of other nations, the civilians who help people in Iraq, or the Iraqis themselves. And I just wanted to say that because I think it is right to say it, and it's what I feel.
Thank you.
Now, if I...
Quiet, please.
Sarah Chapman, who lost her brother, was among those who cried out. Outside the hearing, she said Blair's statement sounded insincere.
It was not an act of contrition. It wasn't heartfelt. He didn't turn to look at us, you know, and the emotion had been rising within me while we were getting to the end point, and I guess the more that I heard. And so that's when I turned around and said at the end of that, it was too late.
The invasion of Iraq and all the controversy it caused will always be a troublesome part of Tony Blair's legacy. That may be why he took pains today to try to refocus the debate on Iran, suggesting it was time for world leaders to consider another confrontation against another regime. For The World, I'm Laura Lynch in London.